Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
The opening day, all Major League ball clubs in action, back to normalcy, if you will, here in 2023. I mean, no COVID restrictions, no lockout. David Bell, season 5 over in Cincy at the Great American Ballpark. Reds hadn't lost 100 games in a season until, well, last year. Only once did that happen previously in the long history in Cincinnati. But it's a new year. It's a new year. Hunter Green gets the ball later today from David Bell. A lot of retooling, if you will, with a young bunch of players ready to respond.
The group, just the way they've come together, we've made that a real priority, and just the way they play together. You know, you talk about it a lot, but it's been really special in a short period of time to see that. So I think that gives me confidence that it's going to be a special several months ahead.
Skipper of the Reds, David Bell, we'll see what happens. I'm a diehard, so I'll be listening to Tommy Thrall and the Cowboy. Our first Reds broadcast next Tuesday against the Cubs. We'll be on the air with Reds baseball all spring and summer long. Our broadcast schedule up on our website, WGCLradio.com. First three games against the Pirates. Take me out to the ball game. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Well, of the three teams currently booked into Houston this weekend in the semifinals, just one was ranked in the preseason poll. That was San Diego State. They opened the year number 20. UConn received some votes. Dusty May's Florida Atlantic Owls, they didn't receive a single vote in the preseason. But here they are, Saturday at 6:09, the underdogs against San Diego State. Well, void of losses since the 16th of February. But as the pride of Greene County was saying,
two pivotal moments. And the first was when we were able to go into Florida and beat a really good basketball team. And the second was when Mike Davis, we played Detroit Mercy, and he coached for a national championship, and he came in the locker room, and this is early in the season, and told our guys, we haven't seen a team like you in years. This group could be special. You guys could go to the Final Four. And our guys are looking at me like, hey, who is this guy? And so, but what it did, as we started to win and generate a little bit of buzz, I think we always kind of refer back to maybe we're a little bit better than what we thought.
And that was the sixth game of the year, by the way. They beat Detroit Mercy, and that was back on November the 19th. Don't forget the watch party at Eastern Green Middle School, Saturday at 5 o'clock. Opening day for the Kings of the Ohio against Pittsburgh. That's coming up in my next report. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.